Welcome to the Ether. Today is Thursday, July 21st, 2022. Today on the Ether, Space Skellies hosts some NFT project updates with the Wrecked Wolves, Trippy Wolves, Gravidao, Baby Bulls, Dreamers, and more. Let's take a listen.
Okay, guys, make sure you guys can all hear me. OP, One Planet, can you guys hear me? You got the mic, you good?
Hey, everyone.
Yes, sir.
Okay, can hear you. Okay, Dreamers, you're good. Wreck Wolves, can you guys hear me?
Yes, perfect.
Okay, perfect. Then Gravidao, can you make sure you request to speak so we can get you the mic? I see the Gravidaos are in here. We'll get started. We don't want to keep people here. We got very big projects in here tonight. Make sure that you stay tuned. Like I said, people have just heard this. We're doing random giveaways throughout the AMA. We're going to reward those who stay and are here. We have some giveaways from Baby Bulls. We have giveaways from Space Skellies. We have some Matic NFTs, about everything you can imagine. So we're going to get started. I know Wreck Wolves said they can hear me. We'll just get started with them. They're the first ones on my list. So tonight, you guys, make sure if you are your first time here with some of these projects, a lot of these projects are migrating from Terra, or some have already went, you know, other alternatives. I know Wreck Wolves are on Ethereum, but some of these guys, all of them will be moving to One Planet. Wreck Wolves will be minting their Trippy Wolves, migrating. So let's just kind of hear what they have to say, their updates, their projects. So Wreck Wolves, if you guys want to give us some updates on, you know, your role within the project, you know, what you stand for, and then just some key points, some updates on your project. I know we all look up to you, especially from the Terra community. So if you want, take the mic and just kind of let us know what's up.
Hey everyone. So technically it was quite correct saying that it is a mint, because the Trippy Wolf collection was not minted. So it's not a migration for us. It's something new. It's a new collection that will appear on Polygon on One Planet. So and we are very excited about it. And in general, yeah, where we are. In terms of as a community, Wrecked Wolf some weeks ago finished the migration to Ethereum with our OG collection, that is the Wrecked Wolf. And then we decided that our second collection, a companion collection to the Wrecked Wolf, that is our Trippy Wolf, would go on Polygon with One Planet. And now, in these days, we are in process of collecting the last addresses from our community, so that we are already, so in order to be prepared and to have everything ready. And so I would say that now we are working in background, preparing everything, trying to collect everything, and we are really, really excited about this. This new venture on Polygon, for us it's a really, we are seeing it as a very interesting experiment from our side, and that consists in taking the Terra community and putting it all together on a new chain, and that's something unique that no one else did at the moment in the whole space, because it can go both in two ways, in a good way and a bad way, and I would talk about the good way, and that is, it can be really the demonstration that in the end, it's not about the chain where all the people and all the projects were, but it's about the community and the people that were part of it. And if we will manage to even bring that 20, 30, 40% of the enthusiasm and also the Terra enthusiasm that we had previously the crash, that would be for me a real success.
That is awesome. If you could, what is the what's the hardest thing you guys think you had to overcome with the migration and everything? So for new projects, you know, maybe there's artists out there that want to do something. You guys are have a little bit different because of what happened. But what do you guys think is the hardest thing that you overcome? Was it the community kind of going stagnant? Was it the loss of funds? Or what do you think was the hardest thing to overcome?
I would say the real challenge was to really keep together the whole community and to not give up and to give them an opportunity and also to give them a new vision of the fact that a migration it's not over, it's just a new beginning. And from our side, it was a bit different because since the beginning, since the day one, we were a multi-chain project. So it was in our DNA, the fact that we would go cross-chain, we would launch a different collection, different chains. So it was almost natural for us. And that wasn't the worry for us, okay, that we have to move on another chain. Our biggest worry and the biggest challenge was to keep up the community together and the engagement, in which we really tried to work as much as possible to on a daily basis to assist and also to support everyone and also to engage the people and not lose the momentum. Because once a project in such a situation starts to lose the momentum and starts to lose the engagement inside their community, then it's really, really difficult to get back. And so I would say that for us, the main focus was there.
I got you. Yeah, and that's absolutely true. If you guys haven't ever been into the Rec Wolves community or their chat, those guys used to, I haven't been in as frequent, but you guys were wild back in the day and your chat was always just bumping. So if you guys ever want to go to a community that is very well niched, like together, I definitely recommend picking up a Rec Wolf. You can get them on, like I said, the Ethereum blockchain, and you guys, they're an amazing community. So Rec Wolves, you guys definitely have paved the way and we appreciate you.
Exactly. Sorry. So V's one of our community members, also the community manager of our Rec Wolf. So I would say that let's see also from his side.
For sure. V, if you want to step in and speak a bit, whatever you want to cover, maybe like what vision have you kind of seen for your project after overcoming such problems and you know, just the speed bumps left and right? You know, talk about what you want, but maybe also the vision you have for Trippy Wolves and Rec Wolves and just your guys' entire community.
Hey guys, what's up? Space Skellies, thank you very much for organizing this space. I think Bessa has covered a lot of things in terms of the migration and moving to Ethereum and the difficulties that we experienced. As Bessa has said, that it shows that we're not reliant on a blockchain if we have a good community. In terms of Wrecked Wolf, as you said, that the community has been crazy. I think the main thing that we did was that the core team, Bessa and Berserker, they were very active after the Terra crash. These guys were organizing spaces, Discord voice chats, a few times a day. They were talking to people, they were present for community members, they were reassuring them that the value of the Wrecked Wolves is not lost, and they will actually work very hard to make sure that value is maintained. Well, they weren't saying it, but it was evident from the actions. And it just shows that they've delivered. We've listed on OpenSea, and the Wrecked Wolves are still trading. They're selling above mint price even now, which is great. And I think the main challenge right now is keeping the community and growing the community into Ethereum. We're already a community that was matured in the Terra space, but now it's just about developing it further and make sure that it's not distracted when we move to another blockchain. I was just thinking about what Bessa said. I think the main challenge that the whole Terra NFT space faces right now is the distractions that we have from Solana and Ethereum. Before, when people were on Terra, it was mainly about having Luna and the decentralized money. You need a decentralized stablecoin and everything, and people were actually treating Luna as gold, and that's how they were hedging the NFTs. But it'll be really interesting to see what happens in terms of Polygon. I think we were just discussing this, that the Polygon NFT space doesn't seem very active on Twitter, but it kind of makes me bullish because I feel like the Terra NFT space can kind of take over the Polygon space and make it its own. And we can possibly see that. I think we can really make it our own space, the Polygon NFT space. We can just make it Terra can take over that. Terra NFT community. So I'm quite bullish on it on those terms, that we can do whatever we want. It seems like there's a lot of tools, there's a lot of things that we can do over here.
Yeah, absolutely. So with Polygon, yeah, absolutely. There's and one thing OnePlanet's doing is bringing that centralized area where you can come and all these projects can start to unite. And Terra did that very well. With Polygon, I feel it's just very, very diluted, and just every project that tries to go to Polygon just gets buried because there's no central area that has focused on community and building. So I really am happy that OnePlanet has chosen Polygon. We are very fortunate to, you guys have Trippy Wolves that did not mint. So you guys are very fortunate as well to not have minted right before the DPEG. That would have been wild. So I think we can definitely turn some heads coming over to the Polygon, over here and everything. So I really appreciate you guys' time. You guys, we all love the Rec Wolves, and you guys have definitely paved the way for, I would say, almost all projects that have not known where to even start coming from Terra to Polygon or Terra to ETH or wherever they go. So great job on that. And whomever led that, you guys did an amazing job. So once again, thank you for that. So let's start with now. Let's go to the top end with Gravidao. Gravidao, if you guys haven't ever spoke with them guys, they are solid, and many don't even know this, but they are the ones who created LunarLink. So if you've been on Discord and everything, many didn't even know they were the ones that I created that. So let's hear from them. They are a solid project, and we are very fortunate to have them on here. So Gravidao, if you guys want to give us some updates, just a brief rundown of your project, what your vision is moving forward, and maybe kind of like what they discussed, maybe one hard thing, probably not the same thing. If there's one thing that stands out that was difficult with the migration or moving forward, if you could let us know, that'd be awesome for other projects listening in, to maybe ways we could keep the communities bonded moving forward.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for hosting the space. Okay, so that's a lot of questions. I'm going to try to keep tracking my mind.
No, you're good. I'll go one at a time. First one, who you are and what your project is, because like I said, a lot of people didn't even know you guys created LunarLink. So just a little bit about your project and your vision.
Right. So we're a collective of people who were just passionate about different ways of doing governance. And I think the first thing we did on Terra was create a lunar system bot. So you could use LunarLink to verify you have an NFT and get into private spaces on Discord. And that has been sort of the core thing of what we did for a very long time. We had the Gravicats NFTs. We launched that as a collab with Hellcats. Those are like a fun thing to do, really. And all of the revenue from that was going back to the holders through poker tournaments, because that was like a Hellcats thing to do. And yeah, I mean, how we are looking forward is we're sort of a polyvalent project. So we build tools for projects. We're also now engaged as a service DAO to provide services to other projects who want to hire us. We have NFT collections live. We have another NFT collection in the pipeline that isn't Gravy Cats. We have a podcast that we're now launching, and we're just building that out, all of those branches together, to try to make the space just easier for other people, and fun, you know, with the collections.
That's awesome. And I have to ask, do you have a Lunar Link or a Lunar Assistant similar coming to Polygon? Are you guys creating anything?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I guess the hardest thing for us was, I mean, we were dependent on the Terra community, right? Because we were servicing all the Terra NFT projects. So, with the crash and the migration or disappearance of, over 200 projects on Terra, we didn't really know where to go. We had been looking to go omni-chain for a while, but hadn't started it because it was just very comfortable to be on Terra. And we were even building a governance platform for Terra at the time. But yes, we had been engaged with One Planet for a couple of things. And so when they started working on Arc One, we were really happy that we had, you know, a destination for the omni-chain build for Lunar Assistant. So yes, definitely. We are, we've been working on it for a couple of months now, and it's going to be ready when the migration happens. So the plan is basically to service all of the NFT projects on One Planet with Lunar Assistant. And it will launch in two stages, right? The first stage will be similar to what all the projects had been using on Terra, which is the Discord application. But then end of August, in September, early September, there will be a web UI where project managers can go and use extended features to set up rules, to do voting for their projects. And where users can go and use a Discord announcement aggregator, where they can basically subscribe to announcement channels on Discord, and you just have sort of a top level overview of what is going on for the projects they follow.
Awesome. Yeah, that's, my team's going to be excited. I know I spoke with one of you guys a while back, and he said, we can't really say what's going on, but we're working towards it. So I'm happy to hear it's official that you guys are creating what you're creating. And yeah, it was so simple to use. It was so simple to use on Terra. So yeah, with that, could you give, like, before I move on to the next collection, one thing you think was the hardest thing to overcome since the DPEG, because you are migrating. What's one of the hardest things you guys overcame?
I think the hardest thing was the loss of funds, really, because we had a runway. We were building a product. We had investors lined up, and that is, all of those investors were like, we're not gonna do it anymore because Terra. And our treasury got wrecked hard because it was in UST and it was in a multisig, so you can't pull it out that quickly, and it was a shit show. But I think we're actually really positive. There's a lot of good things going on right now. The team all stuck together, and yeah, we're actually really happy with things are right now. Good. So that's good. And I think like one last thing, maybe like a product update on Gravicats. So we'll be starting the poker tournaments again. We're going to have three tournaments every week instead of one every 2 weeks like we used to. So we're making more funds available for that with pretty substantial prizes for people who join. And there will be like three different types of tournaments. A pretty low-key community table tournament open to everyone. A Gravicats exclusive tournament with prizes in USDC. And then a Cat France collab tournament with other projects. You know, projects from Terra, projects moving to Polygon. Some of the projects that are here in this room will be there as well. And yeah, I think it's gonna be fun to like start these kind of events again, and it's gonna be good for holders so they can, you know, even in the bear market conditions, they can earn some cash to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree 100%. I saw your guys's the link you sent me, and it looked really clean. And we'll find out a date to set up a collab poker night with you guys for sure. But yeah, I mean, I think giving back to the community more than ever, you know, whether it's through, you know, Matic or NFTs or anything, it definitely helps during the bear market and people who were, you know, a lot of people left completely, the market completely. So it's just good to give back when you can, if you're in the opportunity or have the ability to give, you just do it and you don't ask questions. And I think the best thing we can do moving forward is, like you said, find ways we can get the community re-engaged and getting the community together, because there's people here, but it's all about making them get active again. Like, they may be watching from the stands, but we want to get them on the field and get out here and enjoy it just like they used to. So I really think One Plane is going to unite that, bring things together. So that'll bring us into our next project. Guys, if you can, go to right now, go to all these projects in here and join their Discords. I'm going to be giving away 50 Matic. And I'm not going to tell you which Discord you have to go to get the Matic. You just need to go join these Discords. I'm not going to give it away for about a couple, probably 5 minutes. We'll let Baby Bulls speak next, and then you guys can have time to get those Discords joined. And then I will tell you a specific word to go to a specific Discord, and the first five people will get 10 Matic. So we're going to give out 50 Matic total, 10 Matic to five people. So that's that. You can probably, or you can find their Discord links and all of their Twitter bios. And then with that said, Baby Bulls, are you guys got a mic? You good?
Yeah, I think we're all good. You got me?
Good. Awesome. Awesome. If you want, you can give us a rundown and maybe just same thing, your vision, where you're at, and then maybe one hard thing you guys had to overcome.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm stoked to see everyone in here. It's pretty cool to be surrounded by so many familiar faces and voices and stuff like that. It's awesome, guys. Really, really cool. Yeah, okay. So, I mean, basically, I'm pretty much as old as the dinosaurs, I guess. 20 years old in my head. A habitual collector. Yeah, as we all are, I'm pretty sure of it. I'm pretty sure. I think like most of you, I'm a habitual collector of things. So that's how I kind of, you know, got attracted to NFTs. I represent the Baby Bulls now as a project lead. Initially, I was a core team member of the Lunar Bulls, which are now the Bull Club, going over to Solana presently. I would say, I mean, just sort of going off what everyone else has said, really, I think the key points for us at this stage, I mean, certainly the key point for me is a migration, you know, getting as many of our community across as we can. I said the other day, I had a meeting with a couple of the guys on the team, on the Bull Club team, that I had some magic numbers in my mind, and they were like 35 to 40%. And they said, oh, is that like, you know, what you're hoping to take with you? And I said, no, that's across the board. So, you know, you've got 40,000 followers on Twitter. I'm getting 35% of those on Baby Bulls. You better believe it. So, yeah.
Hey, Baby Bulls, man, we maxed men in like 40 or so, and we flipped those things. They were wild. So we love the Baby Bulls, but yeah.
Yeah, it took us by surprise. I mean, if I'm being honest, you know, back in the day, just after we launched the baby balls as kind of a cool thing for the community. And at the time, we really wanted to push something out into P2E. And, you know, the main project, the Lunar Balls project at that time, the Ball Club, now they didn't really fit the narrative. They didn't really fit the P2E. They didn't. We already had our direction in mind for that. So the baby balls were just kind of perfect for that. And that was the kind of, you know, what we had in mind for them. Over and above that, of course, was the charitable element of that mint. You know, the mint was free to holders. And then following that, we just did a $5 charity mint back in January 2021. Of the baby balls. And so we kind of, you know, we rested for a little while, we let it kind of sit and simmer in the NFT marketplace, and we didn't really do a lot with it other than, you know, in the background, speaking with game developers about the P2E. And the community, like you just quite rightly said, just took us by surprise. And we were like, hang on a minute, you know, these guys are trading these NFTs, like literally, you know, they're really trading these. And we just started to monitor that and really monitor the activity. And then we started seeing baby balls were being traded for like 5k, and you know, we saw a couple of blue swords go for like, you know, I think even 10-15k or something crazy, you know, at that point. And so, you know, I realized then pretty early on that there was something to the collection. I'd already had a meeting with the guys that, you know, I'd love to take over that, you know, as a project lead. I'd love to just run with it. And then we just got smashed. We all got smashed. Terra collapsed, and we were like, okay. So, you know, and now here we are. So yeah. Yeah, is what it is.
It's been wild, man. And we appreciate all you guys and then the Bulls as well. You know, I know we're all part of that community, which kind of led us to the baby Bulls. And it's been crazy, but we're so happy you guys are still here and moving forward. And likewise, you're saying we're surrounded by a lot of good people, and you're very right. And that's how it has to be moving forward. If we don't have the Onyx collections, you know, all the people that stay during the hard times, it's going to be impossible. So I think we're going to do something amazing, something that hasn't been seen. But it is hard to do in a bear market. It's hard to judge what the perception seems to be. But I know what we've been able to create in these short months. And I know moving forward is going to be amazing. So with that, we are going to do a giveaway right now. I'm going to give away Tinmatic. And I need you guys to go. First one's going to be, you have to join. I already told you to join the Discord. Go to Rec Wolves Discord, and they will select who wins. You're going to, the first person to type in the word wrecked, not the first person, just type in the word wrecked into their general chat, R-E-K-T. And out of those people who type it in, they can choose the winner. I'm not going to tell them how to choose it. So if you would all do that, probably may only be a few that do it, and then you'll get 10 Matic easy. So that's this one. And then also I'm going to get the next project started, and we'll do 20 Matic on the next one. And then we'll start actually Bulls. Do you want to give away any Bulls right now, or you want to do that at the end?
Yeah, I could just jump in with that at the end if you like. That's fine. No worries.
Okay, we'll do the Matic throughout, and then you can do the Bulls at the end, and then that'll be awesome. And if anyone else wants to throw something in, that's great as well. Even if you're in the community and you want to throw something in, let us know. DMs or whatever, Twitter, Discord, and I'll get your message. Okay, so moving on, it looks like Allegiance is same thing, coming from Terra, incredible project. And man, the last thing I got from these guys were a DM on Discord that these just some amazing graphics they had showing us the game they're designing. And I was just like, hey, however we can help, and if you want to design something for us, we would love it. So if you want to just, hey, give an update on your project, because things are pretty wild,
you know what, it'll keep getting wild because I'm a super creative. You know, I'm running a lot of the stuff right now. I'm a bit of a small force at the moment, but growing. But my main mission is, as an artist, and you know, the struggles that I've faced with like my network of friends and other musicians that I've been working with over the years and creators, is getting paid for our work, you know. And about a year ago, I like just started this understanding of Web3, and then diving into meeting a lot of the developers and core teams. I was an engineer before I was a musician. I went to this school in London for product design engineering, and then I kind of swiftly just kind of produced some music and got a record deal with Sony and entered into some kind of shitty agreements, to be honest, that put me in a bad spot for a few years, and you know, kind of tore some friendships apart. And so I'm really on a mission to help artists protect their work, you know. So I knew a long time ago that, you know, intellectual property could be stored on the blockchain. And so really what I want to do is help artists and creators and other people like myself come to the space with a safe place to be able to store their property and their IP on the blockchain and then license accordingly or make available to, you know, other sources of funding and give them this sort of end-to-end experience where they're actually in control of their product with these smaller localized groups that allow the empowering of, you know, sort of the development of their work and whether you've got a lawyer in there or whatever, you know. And this is all really because sort of the music industry to me really did affect my life as a creator. And though I've got, say, you know, I've got hundreds of millions of streams on my music across different DSPs, I unfortunately signed a couple of deals that, not that I'm an idiot, but those deals are like labyrinths of words. So I've got to pay a lawyer, a music lawyer, who I don't know if anyone's ever met a music lawyer, but compared to like a regular lawyer, they have to play a game that was sort of, it's a long story, but it's, you know, essentially built by the mafia and businessmen and middlemen to control, you know, sort of these intellectual properties and copyright. And as we know, we got a severe bottlenecking and issue. That's across most industries, you know, big pharma, the drug industry, like, and anyway, so I'm in entertainment. And so, yeah, the Allegiance is, you know, I'm a creator heart. I've always loved The Simpsons and things like that. And I've always been sketching since I was a kid, but realizing now that I can create these worlds and build them with like a core team of intellectual property attorneys, which I've now onboarded, I can start at a ground level and together with a small group, just like a design team, like I would at school, you know, six people, seven people, eight people, you get in, I can bring an idea 75% of the way and make 25% available to anyone that wants to join. And by that, I mean, like, I can divert a percentage of the royalties to a DAO, you know, to a treasury, and then we can incentivize with these, like, you know, these treasury backed stable coins where we're supplying our royalties into the DAO. So that might be a lot to chew, but that's sort of where I'm headed and where I'm going. And, you know, the Allegiance for me is close to my heart because I'm drawing it. I'm doing every square, every little like inch of it on my Wacom tablet. Everything you see, everything you've done, the whole story. I did it with my mate Robbie, and Robbie's, you know, he's going to come in really strong as soon as we get a bit of money going to, like, kind of, you know, pay some of these people to, you know, step it up. My developers, you know, she's doing it for free right now, but she's incredible. And obviously I'm working with One Planet and they've got an incredible team and have offered their services. And so I'm really lucky to have that. And yeah, I'm just happy to be around a bunch of people that care about building a safe space for developers, artists. It's all the same to me. It's all one type of intellectual property creation. So, but yeah, the game's going to be sick.
Yeah, the game looks amazing. So,
for me is a way to be able to, you know, the people in here, sorry, I just want to keep going on that, but the people that have supported so far understand the space and they understand the rules. So creating these games where players can come and have these, like, you know, sort of treasury backed stablecoin rewards as incentives to, like, play the game, I think is the future for obviously, like, all sorts of creation, proof of contributions, and to build as a team and a community. It's amazing stuff. It makes my brain go nuts every day.
Yeah, as does a lot. Yeah, so your game is looking to be awesome, and I appreciate all the updates. It's I do enjoy the detail very much. So
You know, that's the product design engineer in me that, like, they drilled it into us that were like, it was like sort of drag. I went to school for, like, you know, putting presentations together for a Dragon's Den, you know, but I swiftly got into music and thought, yeah, I'm never gonna need that in my life. And now I'm like, holy shit, like, all these skills I have as a graphic designer and rapid visualization and communication through visuals is really paying off now. You know.
That's awesome.
It's fun, and I just want to teach other people that, like, as a if you are a one man army, you can do it, right? And there's always going to be a space. Like, I want to open up more, like, education and teaching to young people like me that got caught in the kind of the scammy games of the entertainment industry, and catch them before they go. You know, the idea is that they could come and store their intellectual property on chain and not even have to sell it, just store it there and do the deal on chain so that it's transparent. And that's where I think that the exchanges for copyright on chain makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, and I think you're creating something very unique, and you definitely have a very interesting background and unique background. So it's going to allow you to design something that, like I said,
a little different. Yeah.
So, yeah. So it, if there's, I don't know if the biggest, I don't know if you said your biggest, I think you just said like you guys got wrecked.
My biggest downfall probably over the last couple of months was not, I didn't have much money. So I wasn't really invested in any Luna, but seeing all the people that I got to know at Terra and TFL and everyone I'd met and started working with, it was like, you know, it was like being in a building that like got demolished. You know, I was in spaces where you'd hit, you know, and that was probably the hardest thing, being like an artist and an empath. I was like, holy shit, that was terrifying, you know?
Yeah. And I agree. It's, you know, a lot of scary things happen as well during that time. It's a,
But onwards and upwards and fuck it. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to do another Matic giveaway. If you guys go to Gravidao's Twitter and retweet their pinned message, and same thing goes for Baby Bold. Go to their Twitter and retweet their pinned message, and then they can select whom is going to receive that 10 Matic. So go and retweet and like and go crazy, whatever. It might only be a few of you that actually do it. And once again, 10 Matic's not much, but it's still free money. Moving forward, if you guys haven't heard of Dreamers, Dreamers is a project that is moving to Polygon as well. And we love, I would say for me personally, their artwork is phenomenal. So Dreamers, if you want to give us an update on where you are and a little bit of your vision moving forward, and then we'll wrap it up with the remaining Matic giveaway, so white list, and then some NFT giveaways from Baby Bulls. So just kind of hang out, stay tuned. I'll give you some time to get these pinned tweets retweeted. So the pinned tweet is the first tweet on the Twitter page. It should literally say pinned tweet. And then those guys will choose the winners. I'm not choosing them, they will. Okay, so Dreamers, if you want, take the mic, give us some updates moving forward, and then we'll be good to go.
Hello, how are you all? Happy to be here with Allegiance. We are with Eric, Space Kellys, and many team members here wrecked the other day on the Latin talk. We think that it's amazing what has been built on this last year of time. Community building, friends, other projects, discover new technologies, discover new opportunities on Polygon. I think that are many things. And thanks, Space, for what you are saying. Many people told us that they love our piece of art. They are a little bit distinguished, or I don't know why people like linking an animal with a dream. It's like quite crazy. But it has our artist, and that insight is catching a lot of attention. And we had already the project finished, but our artist told us, okay, I dreamed two new things. I think I must add it to the collection. And he started like drawing new layers and new things, and we just like have a new update. Because we were going to launch on Terra, and for 1 week, all this black hole and all that thing happened, and we couldn't launch on Random Earth, and that was devastating for us. We had the mean day and all that stuff, and okay, all of us happened to have similar situations, or worse than us, and it was really hard, as we were talking the other day with Wrecked, like recovering from this, and ended up with like looking new communities and how open One Planet has helped us like open the arms and give us the opportunity to mint and to go through Polygon with all this new project with Polygon like studios that is quite big to have a deal like that. And I think it's great what a community can do and how we can validate the idea, how we can validate our projects and our concepts now. And we think that Allegiance, for example, they were really kind, as Space was talking also with us. They worked and they are continue working on their project, and they're open mind to build things. They asked us why don't we develop something together? And I think that's all, you know, we need to collab to do things together. Like Wrecked also they were posting on the main general chat, okay, they are dreamers. It's like a great gesture from the community. That's it. I don't know if someone know what we do or what's our concept. We like unite the dream with a lemur because we are really focused on wildlife conservation. We study like many cases on Madagascar of the lemurs. We have not seen something with lemurs previously, so we decided to like work over that, to contact people from there, see their needs, what we can build, what we can do. We designed this concept, and okay, we don't even launch it, but we worked on our like landing page. We want to make a blog to succeed on this area. The other day we were studying like mirror.xyz. It's a great page where you can post on chain articles and like no one can like get your rights over that. It's amazing, no? So like what you were telling, Allegiant. I think that's what I can tell up to now and how it's going with Polyon and all this roadmap. And I'm open to any questions or something like that if you have. And thanks, Space Scalies, over this space and the generosity to bring us all together. No, we have to do many of these time spaces and like town halls in order to work together. No.
Yep, absolutely. And we're glad to have you guys here, and hats off to your designers and everyone involved. So definitely cool concept of him waking up, or I think he said him, he or she waking up from dreams and designing. And it definitely relays into the art. The art speaks a lot about a project, and the details speak a lot about a project. So I definitely loved it. First one I saw, that's honestly one of the biggest things I love is the art. So moving forward, I actually messaged the teams in Telegram. I don't know if you guys heard me, but or saw that, but Baby Bulls and Gravidow, are you guys cool with me generating a random number and just selecting the winner?
Actually, you know what? I was just about to say you caught us a little bit by surprise, because we were going to do like a first to type the word in the Discord instead of the pinned tweet. But we've just managed to get the pinned tweet up on our profile. So if we could run that again, potentially, okay, that would be cool.
Okay. No, you're good. Okay, so Gravidow, are you good with me? I see there's six people that retweeted your tweet. Are you cool with me running a random generator number and then, like, if I get the number four, the fourth person to generate it or to have it retweeted will win? Is that cool with you?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so let me run this. It looks like, give you guys like 10 seconds to get to their page and retweet if you want. And then I will select a random number, and then I will, you will send your wallet address to Gravidow, MetaMask, and they'll send it to me, and I will directly send the Matic to you. So there will be no problem there. But it looks like that is, let's see here, I'm just, okay, six people. Okay, I'm gonna run this number. Okay, I got number five. Let's see, number five is, if you're in here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, NFTD. It's NFTD, yes. Are you in here? Let's see, I'm trying to look. Can you guys?
I can see him. He's in here.
Okay, that is the winner of this. NFTD, you could actually just go to Space Kelly's disc or Space Kelly's Twitter and DM me, and I'll get that Matic to you. Tinmatic, that is what you just won. Baby Bulls, you want them to retweet the pin tweet that you have now. Is that correct?
Yeah, that would be absolutely ideal if possible, because I don't believe we even had a pin tweet at that point. So that would be great.
I think you had one, and that's why you did, because I checked before I said that.
Okay.
If you want to, everyone go to Baby Bulls. I'm going to let you do it again. Go to Baby Bulls' new pin tweet and retweet that, and then I will discuss just about 1 minute rundown, and then we will get that last Matic and NFTs given away, and we'll hop off this. Probably let One Planet say something in a sec, but I do want to let you guys know all these projects on here today, including others. And I'm sorry, I saw Heroes in here, and then Heroes just left. Are they still here? No, they left. Okay. So everyone in here, the grants were, they were accepted for grants with One Planet. So moving forward, every project's different. Projects that have migrated, projects that, you know, minted or didn't mint. So that is pretty amazing. If your projects haven't told you guys, that is something that we have been doing on the backside. There's a lot of phone calls and messages that are happening. So if you guys want up to date on how that's going, just reach out to your founders or whomever runs your guys' communities. But that is pretty incredible that Polygon was allowed, you know, to allocate everything to One Planet for us. And One Planet was the head of it. And they just kind of, you know, hey, we need this from you. We need that. So it was very amazing that they were able to take that on. So moving forward, the last thing we have is, if you have that retweeted post, I'm going to give this last little bit of Matic, and then we will have one for Dreamers and then some NFTs. So let's just get this done really quick and then hop off this for the day. But baby bulls, one sec. Let me see who's all here. And if you guys have any questions, go ahead and start requesting to speak. And then they can get you taken care of. And in between questions, we can raffle off the NFTs and Matic. So if you have any questions for any of these projects, or One Planet or anybody, just feel free to put your hand up and then we'll give you the mic to talk and do as you wish. Okay, so sorry. Let's see here.
Man, why do I have a question for Space Kellys?
Yes, sir.
What about you guys? So can you talk about you guys, what you are doing now at the moment? So I'm quite curious.
Okay, so a little bit, I mean, I don't know where you are. I don't want to go over our whole project. But so for us, you know, a lot of you guys may saw my name was fully doxed by One Planet on accident on the graphic they posted. I don't know who it was. Anyways, it's all good. So my name is EJ in Discord. My actual name is Eric, which is fine. So don't get those two mixed. EJ, J, actually, I don't want to go there. You don't need my whole name. So, but that's where EJ comes from. Don't get, if someone says Eric or EJ, don't get them mixed. That's me. So moving, you know, with all that, you know, I'm the one who has come up with the project along with my incredible team, and they've been just designing and building behind the scenes, just unreal. And everything was, you know, personally funded by us because didn't have the project minted yet on Terra, thankfully. But this is all in-house that we're doing. If you guys remember way back when, our collection wasn't even designed yet to the T. Like, we didn't have it fully designed. We were taking people, you know, all their input and building traits based off of what they wanted. You know, if you like this trait from that collection, well, we'll design it for you. You know, we'll get it, put a little spin on it. So we brought an in-house artist, and I mean, he might be on her. It's fine. His name is Gluck. If you ever get to talk, or G-Luck, whatever you want to call him. If you ever get time to talk to him, he's the guy that's behind our art. So he's been the man that's just taken it by the reins and just ran with it. And we're very blessed to have him and a team that is willing to do it in a sense with there's no compensation yet. Like, I haven't been able to pay them because they're just like, no, just give it to the community. Like, we just like give back to the community. So the guys that are on our team, you know, we have 10 or 12 people on our team, and it's 10 now. We had a few step away because they got tired of the NFT market, which is fine. But we have graphic designers, we have the, you know, G-Luck who designed the NFTs, we have Discord mods, we have people like Octane, and we call him M7. I think his name's Mahar. If I say it right, I'm probably completely wrong. But these guys are just, they're amazing. And they do all this stuff behind the scenes, and they don't do it, like I said, for any pay. They just are here because they care. And then with that, you know, we're moving forward. We're building a P2E with Arcadia to start out. It's going to be a 2D P2E, play to earn. And then once we bridge everything and they've done things how they feel they're confident, we're going to bridge it into a 3D game. And then from there, you might hear my dogs bark. My wife just got home. But from there, we decided that we're going to be designing a PVP after Mint. So once we have the funds, 85% of funds will go directly back to design this PVP. Once again, just simply giving back to the community. And that's because my team is amazing. I can't be here without them, period. That's really it. I don't know the tech. I know what I want and how to build a business in the real world, but I don't know the tech in the NFT world. So I'm very thankful for these guys. And you guys see these guys around the community.
Rocked by the doggo.
I love my pups. I love my pups. There's like part of my life. That's kind of where we are with everything. That's how everything's going to be going moving forward. Gosh dang, I'm sorry if you guys hear them. But that is that. And once again, I apologize for the noise. But the so we're actually going to be designing staking and now all that as well. So just the standard, but we don't just want to say the staking. Staking's cool. Everyone does staking, but that's not what we don't just want the staking because that kind of gets boring. So that's us moving forward. I said I wasn't going to talk about the whole project and I did, whatever, fine. Now you kind of have up to date on us and where we're going to be allocating the funds. That's we're allocating the funds back into the project. We know getting into the gaming industry is a monster itself, but we're gonna do the best we can. We don't want to bring on VP investors yet, or sorry, VC or any private investors, nothing along those lines. So that's just kind of where we're at. And like I said, we're not a minted collection yet. We still, we still got to mint. We still got to get through that with all that. But that's our vision, and that's where we're headed. Everyone's on board. And our team is amazing. So yeah, anyways, I'll stop talking so I can get all these schematics sent out and then we will go ahead and move forward. Does anyone have any questions about anything for any of these projects or our project as well? Or actually One Planet, how about you speak for a minute about whatever the heck you want to talk about, how amazing you guys are, and then I'm going to get these winners selected.
Sounds good, man. Thank you for the opportunity and for setting this up. And I mean, first, just shout out to all of the projects that are here. I think, you know, we, you know, One Planet, we depend on the community. We depend on creators. You know, we need you guys to help guide us as well. So it's important for us to meet, you know, just the people that want to push the technology around NFTs and you know that just helps us create, you know, something better for the future of Web3 and NFTs in general. So yeah, I'm really happy to be working with all of you guys here. I do want to give a shout out as well to all the listeners, you know, for staying around, sticking, you know, with the communities and following the announcements. And you know, the migration is coming, you know, obviously. It's a big endeavor to take on with all of the projects that have signed up with us, but you know it's important for us to also provide a smooth experience, and so we're making sure we're doing as much, you know, testing as we can so that we don't have issues when that happens. And then also shout out to Narb, who's down here as a listener, Matic Man, who's a listener here as well. They've both been very welcoming for us, for One Planet. They are our ambassadors, so we'll make a formal announcement tweet later on. But if you guys have any questions in regard to the Polygon ecosystem, please reach out to them. They both have a lot of knowledge and a lot of relationships in Polygon ecosystem, and so they'll be very helpful to guide you guys. But yeah, I mean, if you guys have any more questions regarding the migration, please ask, join our Discord, and we can help you out.
Okay. Thank you for everything. And I'm glad you just mentioned that about Matic Man, because if any of you guys in here, we've talked with a few devs regarding staking on Polygon. If anyone in here knows any devs that can design the UI and UX, preferably, just shoot them our way. We would love referrals more so than trying to go to someone that we don't know, if that makes sense. Referrals are everything. So if you could shoot us a DM or whatever, we can discuss everything. But I do have Jay Nift in here, or JG Nift, and he is he's actually a part of Space Skeleton as well. And he is taking Skeleton Punks on his back after the pure chaos, and he is continuing to push through with everything. So JG, if you want to, whoever your question is addressed to, you can take the mic.
Yeah. Hey guys, thank you for hosting this space, EJ. It's, you know, always, and you're always pushing. I love that. That's what I love about that group over there. Real quick, I wasn't able to join, unfortunately, right away, so I don't want to be redundant, but is there, you know, I own about 8 or 9 projects that are migrating with One Planet, and, you know, I'm finding it very difficult to keep up with all the projects that are all going to different places, is there going to be a way that I can just come and register my wallet that has everything in it with One Planet and then be able to make my life easy and just go pick up my NFTs when they're ready to go? Will that be possible?
Yeah, so the plan is to make it as easy as possible. So all of the projects are going to be able to migrate at the same time, right? So there's no specific schedule. So when we make the announcement, hey, the migration is open, our website is ready, enter your Terra wallet address and your Polygon wallet address, like you, anybody that's holding any project that's going with us can do it all at the same time. So the first thing is that. And then as far as like having to do each individual project or each individual NFT, like we're trying to make it as easy as possible again, so that you don't have to be clicking, you know, 100 times just for 8 NFTs, let's say. So yes, we're working on those two mechanisms to again make it as easy as possible for the holders.
Fantastic. I mean, even just being able to put your wallet in one place, and I don't even care about all the clicking, right? I just want to like not have to track every project, right? If I can just go there, you don't even have to worry about it. Just go one place. And if it's a lot of clicking, then oh, well, like we just need to save these NFTs and go to the next level, right? Because to be honest, I don't mind the clicking. I kind of miss the clicking. I miss all the clicking.
I miss all the clicking and flipping.
I do. I miss it so much. I can't wait for the markets to get open again.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be wild. So, yeah, hey, we appreciate that. And One Planet definitely is always open to ideas and to better the platform. So that's a great idea. And the implementation sounds like it's already there. So glad to see when it's all there and said and done. We'll see how it works. But with that being said, if you guys have any more questions, let me know. But I'm going to choose the winner of Baby Bold retweet right now. There looks like there is 23 now. Okay, this is the last time I'm reloading the tweet. So if you are retweeting, you better get it done. Okay, there's 23. So I'm going to generate a number and then just go down the list and whatever person is that number. I got number 19. So I'm going to go down on the retweets. And let me see here. Give me a second to count. Is there any other questions? I don't see any hands raised. Rec Wolves, I saw you might have left and came back. I just want to make sure you didn't need to say anything. Are you good? And I apologize if I threw them into your Discord. I kind of asked the question last minute to send them to your Discord. But I think you guys are able to choose the winner. Is that cool? Rec Wolves, can you guys choose the winner in your Discord? Is that cool? Or do you want me to take care of it?
Yeah, we chose the winner and we actually switched. So, you know, different accent that you're hearing now. It's Berserker.
Okay. I was like, whoa, wild. Got you. Okay.
Some say we're a bot, though. So, you know, it's the same person, right? It's just, you know. Okay, but we picked the winner. Thank you for the giveaway. I'll send you the
give me their address. Perfect. Okay, it looks like number 19 is Paul, which is Twit Paul 1. If you're in here, let's see if you're in here. I don't know. Gosh. Hey, Paul, I know exactly who this is, too. He is not in here. Okay, we're going to do another. You guys don't see Paul in here, do you? Or am I blind? It's like an anime guy's his picture. I don't see it. Okay, I'm redoing the generation. Sorry, Paul. I love you. I know exactly who you are. You're a good guy. Number 5. Who is that? Okay. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cryptical Karma. Are you in here? Let's see. Cryptical Karma. Goodness gracious. If anyone sees them in here, we're just going to start giving away this Matic to wrap up. We're coming right up on an hour. So we're going to be wrapping this up. And in the meantime, I'm going to find this Baby Bulls. If you guys want to go to Dreamers, first is a Legion. Go to Legion's Discord and type in Game Night. So type in Game Night. They're doing a game coming up. Type in Game Night. They can choose one of the winners. So go to their Discord, type in Game Night in their chat. Discord, go into their Discord, general chat. And type in, let's just type in the word art because I love their art. Just type in the word art, A-R-T, and they can choose one of the winners and they will send your address to me, and I will take care of it from there. You guys don't have to do anything. Baby bowls. If you guys want to raffle off your NFT in a second, I'm going to. I still can't find a winner. I keep generating numbers, and no one's in here. What in the world?
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, if you just pick the numbers from the retweets, we can just contact them via Twitter if that makes it easier. Yeah. It's so strange because, you know, that cryptical karma, I actually saw that user followed us today for the first time. So they got lucky. Well,
yeah. But I like to reward people who are here. I mean, one of our things stay to the end. And oh, Paul is here. He's right there. I am so sorry. Paul is right beside OSB. Yeah, he's right there beside his name. Okay, I see him. Paul, you were the first winner before I redrawled. So you got 10 Matic. And then Baby Bulls, however you guys want to give away your NFTs, I think you're raffling off two. You can speak and however you wish to do that.
There wasn't going to be a raffle at all. We were just giving away two NFTs and you were picking the winners from the retweets. So yeah, we're cool to go with that. Paul, congratulations, mate.
Good. Okay, then that's cool.
Yeah.
So Paul, since we're going to give you 10 Matic and a Baby Bowl because I said 10 Matic. So you get a Baby Bowl and 10 Matic. And then the next one, we'll do another generated number for this. I see what you're saying. Number 20. Let me see who this is on the retweet. And you can choose to give it to them or not there if they're here. So Giannis Mark, I don't know how to say this name. I'm sorry. I can send you his name. It's Giannis Mark. I'm not going to try.
I know him.
You see,
I know, to be honest.
He's the one I just selected his number. Do you want to give Paul the Matic and NFT, or do you want me to give the Matic to someone else? Or is that cool?
You can do the Matic if you want, and we'll just we'll arrange the NFT. No worries.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Paul. So send your actually, I got you, Paul. I know exactly who you are. So Giannis, take care of it. Get a hold of Baby Bulls, and they'll take care of you. Guys, we're right around an hour. Last questions, any last minute things you want to do with any of these projects, feel free to put your hand up. There's a request. Dreamers, he must have backed out. If you guys have any questions, feel free to do that right now. Request, let's see. And it doesn't look like anyone's here. So that was going to be it for tonight, guys. All the projects here, I appreciate you guys. Is there any last minute things you guys would like to say? Feel free to take the mic if you want to say anything. Nope. Okay. I'm the only one talking, so I'm going to let you guys
Thanks
go.
For organizing.
I'm good. Thanks for everyone here. Yeah, appreciate it. Absolutely,
guys. We should do more of these.
Thanks.
We got to get the communities reactivated. And hey, that's another thing. If you're in here and you're in the communities, reach out. Like, I think everyone can speak for this. There's days when sometimes our chats are just dead. Like, for us, it is. I don't know about others that haven't minted. But if there's any suggestions that you guys would like us to do, feel free to message the founders, message the mods, like just maybe ideas, maybe even in suggestion channels if they have one in the Discord. We are more than ever looking for ways to bring the community together. And no idea is a dumb idea. Just maybe things you think, treasure hunts or anything you can think of. We are open to ideas. And I think all these other projects can agree with that. We want to get the community active again. Yeah, that's the last thing I have to say about that. And I really appreciate you guys. Big shout out to Terra Spaces for taking care of all that, getting everything recorded. And if you guys have any questions or want to find more awesome AMAs, go over there. They always have a schedule. And if you want to donate as well, we're going to donate not much. We're going to donate 10 Matic as well to them. And then we will, you know, it's not much, but you guys continue to give to them if you can. Anything works. And you need to get your respect to people around here. So, all right, guys, much love. If you have questions, feel free to DM us, DM your collections, and find all the Twitters, all the Discords on their bios. And then from there, guys, they will take care of you. If you were a winner tonight, make sure you get your MetaMask wallet submitted. And until then, I will see you guys next time.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was NFT Project Updates, hosted by Space Skellies, with Wrecked Wolves, Gravidow, Baby Bulls, Dreamers, One Planet. Whole gang was there. Recorded on Thursday, July 21st, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
When I'm cruising, I'm rushing, no booze on my tongue. When I'm losing my cool like a bruiser in London, the rules are confusing, so let loose the juices and try not to act like they tightened up the noose. These fools are abused like a problem stepchild, ruling the coupe with some modest exile. I'm lost in the cube with the softest textiles, a comfy padded room where I'm walking my best miles. So wipe the smirk off your face when you're serving. I'm up with a platter of bait behind the curtain. Up with the curse, it's absurd to swerve it, letting these nerds know the wait was worth it. I'll perk it up while I stir in some bullshit. This ain't my first rodeo surrounded by humans. Opinionated merchants trying to steal your worth. It's getting on my nerves, so let's make them feel nervous. I go tit for tat when I'm spitting this rap shit. Getting sick with it like I'm kissing bats. It's spreading sickness like a fucking pandemic. Gun to my head like write the damn epic. My mood is exhumed from the darkest mistakes. Sitting down in hell cooking up these mixtapes. Living through nightmares and dreamscapes. It takes more patience than a hospital police state. So lock it down, locked and loaded like they come for your guns. Fuck no, we won't be getting onto that bus. Quietly sit back and watch the riot beat while the cops get filmed pirating all your privacy. Sign on the dotted line and wave your rights and wave goodbye and pay no mind. You gotta wash the brain and erase the time. Now shut the fuck up while we wait in line.
Channel Spaces.